Suddenly there came a knock to the door, and he heard Lord Henry's voice outside.
"My dear boy, I must see you. Let me in at once. I can't bear your shutting yourself up like this."
He made no answer at first, but remained quite still. The knocking still continued and grew louder. Yes, it was better to let Lord Henry in and to explain to him the new life he was going to lead, to quarrel with him if it became necessary to quarrel, to part if parting was inevitable. He jumped up, drew the screen hastily across the picture, and unlocked the door.
"I am so sorry for it all, Dorian," said Lord Henry as he entered, "but you must not think too much about it."
"Do you mean about Sybil Vane?" asked the lad.
"Yes, of course,"
answered Lord Henry, sinking into a chair and slowly pulling off his yellow gloves.
"It is dreadful, from one point of view, but it was not your fault. Tell me, did you go behind and see her after the play was over?"
"Yes."
"I felt sure you had. Did you make a scene with her?"
"I was brutal, Harry, perfectly brutal. But it is all right now. I am not sorry for anything that has happened. It has taught me to know myself better."
"Ah, Dorian, I am so glad you take it in that way. I was afraid I would find you plunged in remorse and tearing that nice curly hair of yours."
"I have got through all that," said Dorian, shaking his head and smiling. "I am perfectly happy now. I know what conscience is, to begin with. It is not what you told me it was. It is the divinest thing in us. Don't sneer at it, Harry, any more. At least not before me. I want to be good. I can't bear the idea of my soul being hideous."